spider that ran up my nose and dug a hole in my brain. Every time I sneeze, lots of little ones come out, dangling by silken threads. I understand their fear and confusion now. They merely miss their mother. In the middle of a busy intersection, I wait for the delicate tan specks to travel up their silks. One must be careful to trim the silk they leave behind. I ripped one out once, and the left side of my face has been numb ever since. I know it is all my fault, though. You see, spiders can go no further than the wave of bugs they follow. All those years of sniffing up gnats, of snuffing up ants, then busily protest, to my ticklish delight. I knew they prospered there. Sometimes at night I would hear tiny little tunes, muffled and shifted by the soft mucosa, played by the teeniest little chitinous pricks on my vibrating nostril hairs.
I tried imagining what their tiny little town must look like. All wet and shiny, with a courtyard, boasting a grand fountain, splashing into a pool of my crystal clear, pure spit. I knew something was wrong the morning I woke and remembered that I had heard no music the entire night. Lifting my head from my damp down pillow, I noticed to my horror the white little traces spiders leave behind. I'd seen her the day before at lunch. I munched on a ham and cheese sandwich I warmed in the toaster, reading last week's paper, slurping down orange juice that stung my tongue like acid. Moving. I was humming, but stopped in mid-tune. I realized my mistake. It was one of their songs that stayed with me still, from a concert the night before. Now, she knew. I want to blow my nose, but the town may be destroyed. Besides, she has dug into my brain, something none of the other insects tried.